Adjournment. Thank you, everyone.
I'm sorry, guys. Denise is on. Yeah, so I was listening to the whole conversation and everything, and sorry I jumped on a little bit late, but a couple of things. So as you were doing the round robin, so definitely the flyers are completed, so those you can use, so maybe you already talked about that. And I know that, I believe, Darian told me that Mary and Brenda, you were working with Shakita on the behavior health, the model. Like, there was some work being done on that, because that was a follow-up from the last time. And then I just wanted to let you know that you're going to hear a lot more about the Facebook page. I don't know if you talked a little bit about it, but... Darian, I have been working with Kane Communications on the process. We're getting the process down pat. We're going to share it with the engagement committee the end of this month, and then next month we'll be able to roll it full out. So they've got some great templates that they've shared with us. Just need to make some choices on the templates, and then we'll have a cadence of each of you introducing yourselves, your bio, your story to the extent that you want to share, and then maybe a little data point about our behavior health services in Milwaukee County. I guess those are the big things, and then today, Mary and I were on like a three-hour quality team meeting, so I think some of the things I was thinking about for this group is some of the client satisfaction data that's starting to come in from Granite Hills and the emergency center and different parts of the continuum. At some point, we'll figure out how do we collate that in order to give that to this team so you can see what each of the programs are collecting from the voice of the customer. So that'll help you, too. Like, you'll see rolled up information about what are our customers saying about our inpatient services, our emergency services, and our crisis services, case management, etc. So if that's helpful. And then lastly, I just wanted to respond to John. So as a nurse, you know, I think transitions in care are really important, and the hospitals take this very seriously as well, or the rehab facilities, because readmissions are also critical to acute care. And they need to get the placement right. And so they need to have accurate information about the ability of a person to be safe in their home. And sometimes the person overstates their ability to take care of themselves at home or their resources, and so sometimes their friends and their peers or their colleagues or their neighbors or their family know a little bit more and can provide influence into that discharge destination. And generally in the hospitals and rehab facilities, there's social workers, there's discharge planners, and there's a team of people, geriatricians, that do help. But we don't always get it right. So I think, like Mary said, it's so individualized and it takes a team. And we do need to get better at it as the population continues to grow. And then also, I mean, at sometimes our older adults become chaptered because they feel like they can take care of themselves, but legally, they just can't, and maybe they don't have a guardian. So then they need a guardian to help them, and particularly if they don't have family. So it's really complicated, but I know the ADRC and that team, the Commission on Aging, they're working really hard on this issue. And then compounded by dementia and depression or behavioral health diagnoses, so you have aging population and then other issues on top, functional issues. It's very complicated. But I think I think in our scope, you know, when we look at the older adult and general psych and placement of adults, older adults, that transition is even, I mean, you add on some more difficulty in ensuring that you're in a safe environment and well cared for. So, John.
Yeah, I think it's so important demographically. You look at it and you see how many more people are they're alone as seniors. And it's a growing and growing number. And we have to be mindful of that when it comes to care and the lack of traditional familial support systems to take and assist. And we have many, many, many more that are alone.
Yeah, I agree. And one of the things that I'm excited about is as a nurse and a geriatric consultant, I consult with hospitals across the nation on geriatric best practices. And I'm going to a national conference next month, and I'm in New Orleans. I'm really excited to hear, like, what are some best practices maybe we can bring back to Milwaukee that other people are doing in the nation that might be helpful. And then also talking to my nurse executive colleagues from healthcare systems, like, what can we do differently? Are we heat customer from being, what are those readmission rates look like for 65 and older, our older adult population? So there's a lot more to do for sure. So you bring up like a very difficult topic, but it all feeds into the health of Milwaukee County residents and our programs across the continuum of DHHS, so it's very important. And it intertwines with the work that we're doing. So I guess that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Denise. Thank you, John. Appreciate your input.
Thank you. Any other comments before I mention adjournment again? Don't want to cut anyone off. All right. Item number 4 is adjournment. Thank you all for attending tonight, and thank you, Mary, for sitting in for us.
Not a problem.
Have
my
a
honor.
Night. Have a good night.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good weekend. And
we will see you at the public comment on the 16th then.
All right, you guys have a good evening.
Good evening, everyone. Bye-bye.